Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Daily News, where we give you the news you need, the conversations you want, and the positivity the world needs more of. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Good Wednesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Conversations Daily News. Glad you all could be with us. With course, if your news headlines coming up on this hump day, have a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, have Music More Artist of the Week, Jennifer Lopez, in today's entertainment spotlight, you're part of my conversation with author Jeff Fulmer, discussing his storytelling journey and new book, American Prophet. You don't want to miss that. Enjoy today's podcast. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with your Wednesday headlines. In business news, Fed's Powell says elevated inflation will likely delay rate cuts this year, says the Associated Press. Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell cautioned on Tuesday that persistently elevated inflation will likely delay any Fed interest rate cuts until later this year, opening the door to a period of higher for longer rates. Recent data have clearly not given us greater confidence that inflation is coming fully under control and instead indicate that it's likely to take longer than expected to achieve that confidence, Powell said during a panel discussion at the Wilson Center on Tuesday. If higher inflation does persist, he said, we can maintain the current level of interest rates for as long as needed. The Fed chair's comments suggested that without further evidence that inflation is falling, the central bank may carry out fewer than 3/4-point reductions, his officials had forecast during their most recent meeting in March. His remarks on Tuesday represented a shift for Powell, who on March 7th had told a Senate committee that the Fed was not far from gaining the confidence it needed to cut rates. At a news conference on March 20th, Powell appeared to downplay that assertion, but his comments Tuesday went further in dimming the likelihood of any rate cuts in the coming months. In the past several weeks, government data has shown that inflation remains stubbornly above the Fed's 2% target and that the economy is still growing robustly. Year over year, inflation rose to 3.5% in March from 3.2% in February, and a closely watched gauge of core prices, which exclude volatile food and energy, rose sharply for a third straight month. As recently as last December, Wall Street traders had priced in as many as 6/4-point rate cuts this year. Now they foresee only 2 rate cuts, with the first coming in September. Powell's comments followed a speech earlier Tuesday by Fed Vice Chair Philip Jefferson, who also appeared to raise the prospect that the Fed would not carry out 3 cuts this year in its benchmark rate. In national news, Johnson's leadership is under threat in the House over foreign aid bill, says NPR. A second Republican member is supporting an effort to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson, said NPR on Tuesday. Representative Thomas Massie says he is co-sponsoring a resolution by Georgia Republican Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene as frustration grows among blocks of conservative members at Johnson's proposed foreign aid package. We're steering everything toward what Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer wants, Massie said of his complaints with Johnson. I mean, if the country likes Chuck Schumer, then they should like what Speaker Johnson accomplished in the House, he said. The Republican pointed to 3 areas where he feels Johnson has let his conference spending package, the House's renewal of Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act that allows for warrantless surveillance of foreign nationals inside the U.S. and aid to Ukraine. Johnson announced this week plans to move forward on 4 separate bills to address foreign aid, including to Israel and Ukraine. In more national news, a different world hits the road to help historically black colleges, says the New York Times. The beloved series was set at a fictional historically black university. Now cast members have reunited to visit and support real-life schools. Picture a pampered socialite putting her generational wealth on display, or an outspoken teenage advocate leading a climate change protest, or a charismatic opportunist luring people into his latest scam. These descriptions apply equally to characters from A Different World, a sitcom that ran from 1987 to 1993, and to today's social media influencers. So it's little wonder that the show, which streams on Amazon and Max, resonates with Gen X. The series began as a spinoff of The Cosby Show, and now has become a cultural icon. The cast members are now touring black colleges and universities, helping to lend their support. In entertainment news, BET seals new multi-year deal with Tyler Perry, renews Sisters, The Oval, and other shows, and orders Route 187, says Variety magazine. Tyler Perry has struck a new multi-year deal with BET Media Group that includes the renewal of 8 of his shows for BET and BET Plus. BET has also ordered another new scripted series from Perry called Route 187. As part of the new content deal, BET has renewed Tyler Perry's Sisters for its 8th season, Tell Appears the Oval for season 6, and Tell Appears Assisted Living for a 6th season. And finally, in more entertainment news, CBS greenlights the first black daytime soap opera in 35 years, says The Hollywood Reporter. The gates will arrive on the broadcast network in January 2025. CBS is opening the gates. The Paramount Global-backed broadcast network has handed out a formal series order to The Gates, the first black daytime soap opera in 35 years, says The Hollywood Reporter. The network on Monday announced that the series, following the lives of a wealthy black family in a posh-gated community, will debut in January 2025. The time period, launch date, and other details will be revealed later. Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. It's now time for a message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By. Enjoy. Good Wednesday, everyone. I'm Cyrus Webb, and welcome to Words I Choose to Live By. Ready for your Wednesday wake-up call? Stop being a bystander in life. It's not enough to simply be alive. You have to get about living. So let's get to it. Have an amazing Wednesday. Jennifer Lopez is our Artist of the Week this week. Here's her new single, Hearts and Flowers, with him. Conversations Daily News.
Time is pressure.
We are part of my conversation coming up with author Jeff Fulmer in today's entertainment spotlight. Stay with us. You're listening to Conversation Daddy News. For Conversations Daily News, I'm Cyrus Webb with Entertainment Spotlight. Author Jeff Fulmer joined me on Conversations Live, the radio show, to talk about his new book, American Prophet. Here's a bit of our conversation.
Jeff, thank you again for the time today. Really appreciate it.
No, thank you for the time, Cyrus. I appreciate you having me, and I'm looking forward to the conversation.
Well, same here, same here. So this is one of those interesting books for me, Jeff, in that it is entertaining, it's engaging, but it definitely makes you think. And I'm curious for you, as the author of it, was that kind of the hope for you, that to give people characters that they would remember but also want to talk about?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's sort of cathartic for me too. It was a chance to work through some questions that I was having, not only about religion but also about politics and kind of how those intersect, and personal faith, and what are we called to do here, and what's the most effective way of doing that? Of course, it's a different answer for every person, but I kind of wanted to put Peter in a position where he's smack dab in the middle of those crossroads and kind of has to figure it out on the fly. And so obviously I had the benefit of sitting down and working through it, but I enjoyed the process both personally, and then hopefully other people can take something away from it as well, or if nothing else, just give them the opportunity to put themselves in Peter's place and kind of wrestle with some of these issues. How would you do it? The character is very fallible. He's a very, everyday kind of person. And so he's not a holier-than-thou prophet. He's just a guy. And so I think that makes him a bit more relatable, and hopefully, people can identify with that.
Cyrus Webb, Conversations Daily News. We thank you all for tuning in to this edition of Conversations Daily News. I'll be back on tomorrow for more news. Message from my book, Words I Choose to Live By, a throwback from my artist of the week, Jennifer Lopez, and of course, Entertainment Spotlight. Until then, my host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Daily News today. Let's go make today amazing. Take care.